is Norwich 41 and Sydney 13. Again, we are under the lights tonight at Alumni Field here in Sydney, this non-division game. These two teams normally don't meet up. I think the last time they met up might have been about 2015 or 2016 over in Sydney. Tim and I were talking about it last week as Norwich will field the kickoff here out to the 35, a tackle by DeMott. And that is where Norwich is going to start this drive. It was a game, first game of the year, Tim and I, beautiful weather. We were up top in the Norwich press box. Sun was setting. Great night. But that was, Alex Hoskins, that group was still playing. Actually, I think it must have been 16. I think that was the year.
Probably, 15, 16,
that Sydney went to the Final Four, yeah. That was a really fun run.
That would, if that would have been 16, I think they beat us in the finals.
Yes.
With Darren and those guys, we had a pretty good battle down there.
What a great Final Four that was with you guys and Harpersville Afton. And Tioga somehow wasn't there that year. They got knocked out first round.
Right.
That was a crazy year. Here's Silstra right up the middle for Norwich, picking up where he left off in the first half out to the 45. I'm trying to remember who beat Tioga that year in the first round.
I don't think Tioga got in. Sydney was the 8 seed that year.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And they, I believe they beat Green in the first round.
Yep, I do. We
and
did
we,
that game.
We were on the other half, and I think we beat Elmira Notre Dame, and then
Groton. You guys beat Groton.
We
in
beat
the
Groton
semis,
in the semis. Yep, and we beat Elmira Notre Dame in the first round. I think Sydney went through Green and Harpersville Afton.
So here is Norwich on a second down and 3 to go. Malachi Gators gets the sweep from left to right, and they're going to bring him down they got him in the backfield there.
Yep.
Good effort there by the Sydney defense. And that was Casey Hinges would not be denied. He attached himself to Malachi Gators' waist and said, I'm not going anywhere.
Yep, great play by Hinges there. Tracking him down from behind, making a real good read and getting there and getting him short of the first down.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Tioga pretty much every year is almost a staple, and then that one year, something happened.
Yeah, they.
I think you're right. I don't think they made the playoffs.
I don't think they did. I think they were down a little bit. It's the only time they've been down since Coach Aiello took over there. Because it might be the only time they haven't won the Class D.
Yeah.
Title.
I was going to say. I know they've won seven. I think last year, or in 2019, I should say. So here's a first down run for Norwich across the Sydney. Yes, they'd won seven of the last eight. Something along those lines.
Yeah, we lost like 4 out of 5 years to them in the finals or the semifinals there for a long time. We couldn't get over the hump.
So Norwich moving the ball well here to start this third quarter. They are into Sydney territory, going right to left. Norwich is in the white uniforms tonight with the purple trim, the purple helmets. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Norwich 41, Sydney 13. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also on 92.3 over in Norwich, I had a nice message at halftime from JT Vinyl, one of the former Norwich Purple Tornado, saying that he was listening over in Norwich, so a big shout-out to him. And about a 9-yard run here for Norwich on first down. Going to be second and maybe more about second and 2 or 3 coming up here. Yeah, that was a good year, 2016. And then the hook and ladder for Sydney and the regional game.
Yeah, my wife and I actually went to the game up at CNS,
mm-hmm.
and we left the game early. Sydney was down and, kind of not playing well, and we left early. And you might have texted me or somebody else did that Sydney won. And
couldn't believe it.
How? Hook and ladder.
Here's a run by Gators up the middle, and wow, he finally just gets brought down by a shoestring at the 30, maybe the 25-yard line, but a big burst through the hole there.
Gator's a big kid, too. I know we talked a lot about Silstra and his size, but Gator's listed at 6'2", 195. There's no small back there by any means. He's not your David Van Alstyne kind of speed back there.
Great reference there. Went on, played at Hartwick.
Yeah, 4 years as a defensive back at Hartwick. Great kid. Great, hard-working kid.
Here's Torin Lawrence to the outside, a QB keeper. He's more about the size of David Van Alstyne, probably still a little bigger.
Yep.
First down to about the 10-yard line, and Norwich is marching again. Again, Norwich leads 41-13, 8:20 to go here in the third quarter. Yeah, Van Alstyne was, he had to be, 5'6"?
Maybe. In his cleats.
Yeah.
But he was quick, and he was slippery. Remember, we put down and beat Shenango Forks 1 year, and then he was on the team the next year, and Coach Chick down there, every time I see him at a track meet, likes to tell me how scared He was a David Speed.
That's a good story. They'll hand off here to Silstra, but we will have a false start here against Norwich. They haven't had many penalties against the Purple Tornado tonight.
No, a couple. One hold down in the first quarter and maybe a false start and a one offside, but pretty clean game on both ends, actually. Not a lot of laundry flying from the refs. So
this backs Norwich up to about the 15 with 7:50 to go in the third quarter. Norwich 41, Sydney 13. Norwich with the ball going right to left here. The offense pretty much unstoppable in the first half. Two touchdowns for Silstra, Brady Smith, Mason Edwards, Malachi Gators, and Holden Ryan with touchdowns for Norwich in the first half. And again, they have this 41-13 lead. And this will be a QB keeper for Torin Lawrence. Cuts back left side, still on his feet. Slips through two tackles and dives for the pylon. And he is in for a Norwich Purple Tornado touchdown with 7:26 to go, third quarter. And so Torin Lawrence wants to add his name to that list here.
Is that five or six different guys with touchdowns?
Let's see. We got Silstra, so that's one. Smith is two. Edwards is three. Gators is four. Lawrence is five. Holden Ryan is six. So, yeah, that's radio guy math right there. You got to say it out loud.
Yeah.
47-13 for Norwich now with 7:26 to go here in the third quarter. And Torin Lawrence will be doing the extra point duty as well, the kicking. And this one is up and good for Norwich. So they lead 48-13 with 7:26 to go here in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
A little squib kick here. This time Sydney's able to fall on it at their own 40, and that kick has been giving them trouble all night. They did have a fumble on it way back in the first quarter. And so Sydney will start on their own 40-yard line. 7:24 to go here in this third quarter. Norwich leads 48-13. Sydney with the ball. It's Nate Lull and Unitigo Athletic Director Matt Halfley. He's filling in for Tim Cutting, who is not only was listening to us, he told us on his way home from his anniversary dinner tonight. So shout out to Tim. Tim and Connie on their anniversary. So
congratulations, Tim and Connie.
You've made it. So so we'll have Tim back in a couple of weeks for his normal color role here on CDO. And glad to have Matt in the meantime. A throw here as they're going to Fogarty, almost picked off there by the Norwich defense. They read that one, and it went off the fingertips there of Trent Wessels.
Yeah, almost. I mean, if he picked that off, he's going to the end zone.
And again, thanks to all our Norwich listeners listening on 92.3. That's our new frequency over in Orange. I've gotten several nice text messages saying, hey, thanks for doing the game. Couldn't make it over. We're listening. So good to know that our Norwich listenership is strong to follow the Purple Tornado. There's a lot going on, so I know people were going to soccer and stuff tonight, so glad they could tune in. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Norwich 48, Sydney 13. Midway through the third quarter here in Sydney with 7:20 to go. And this will be a throw for Sydney. And passes complete to Hinges. He's got the first down at midfield. And he's tackled at the 45 by Silstra. And a nice pass, as again they have been using Devin Baker at QB for Sydney here. He's able to get the first down and move the chains.
Yeah, good play there. A little sprint out and try to get him away from that big Norwich D-line in their penetration. Get him out on the edge and throw the quick routes and make a guy miss and get a first down. Good run and catch, run after the catch here by Hinges.
And so Sydney will move into Norwich territory Again, they've had some success on offense tonight. The 45-yard pass to Hinges was a thing of beauty. Baker wants to throw, finds Fogarty, almost a one-handed catch. That was going to be a thing of beauty, but he couldn't quite hold on. Good coverage by Wessels, though.
Yeah, Wessels with him every step of the way there. Almost another highlight reel catch from Sidney.
And, of course, Fogarty had that 70-yard run where he fooled everybody on a fake handoff and then just sprinted up the middle, and two Norwich guys couldn't chase him down. That was one of the highlights of the night if you're a Sidney fan.
Yeah, for sure. Great catch there, and the big exciting run from Fogarty there on the quarterback keep.
And so this is Sidney on a second down and 10 to go, right on the Sidney S at midfield. They're in the maroon with the white and gray trim here tonight. They're going to look to run it off the left edge, and nothing doing there. That was big 72 breaking through Hunter Wenzel, another tackle for Norwich.
Yep, Wenzel with another play from the defensive line spot there, and really, really nice player down in there for Coach Christie and the gang.
Yeah, as I said before, I went down to talk to Mike before the game and just kind of walk him through their warm-up lines. There were some big guys down there for sure.
I mean, they look big from here, so, you know. Still can't believe Wenzel's only 135.
Yeah, right. The biggest typo we've seen this year. 135. So here is Baker flushed out of the pocket on a third and long. He's able to turn nothing into something and grab a couple of yards along the Norwich sideline, but still going to be fourth down coming up about fourth and five at the sit on the Norwich, 40-yard line. Clock's moving. 5:40 to go here, third quarter. Norwich 48, Sidney 13. Stay tuned after tonight's game as well. We'll have our post-game show, our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sidney. Those awards are for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And so here on fourth down, Sidney's going to go for it. They throw one up. Fogarty, the catch at the 20 to the 15. First down and more. Great catch there.
Great catch. Nice ball by Baker. Got rid of the ball quick before any pressure could get to him. Fogarty ran to it. And a good catch and first down here for Sidney.
Yeah, Fogarty, even with the defender draped on him, was able to turn over his shoulder and find that for the catch. Well done. And so the play coming in from the sideline, Sidney, a first and 10. They're at the Norwich 18-yard line here.
Fogarty back at quarterback here. You might want to look for the quarterback run.
Waiting for the snap. He's in the shotgun. He's got one running back to his left. Yeah, here it is. Fogarty up the middle. This time Norwich is able to snuff it out, but Fogarty still got probably 5-6 yards on that one there, Matt.
Yep, another read option there with Fogarty making a read and keeping and getting closer to 8 there, Nate.
Yeah, he got more than I thought. Wow, second down and about 2 to go here as they're inside the 10. Excited for basketball season. Fogarty is a great basketball player on the hardwood here for the Warriors as well. I know he works very hard on that in the off season, so that'll be great to see in just a couple of short months.
Yeah, it'll be here pretty soon, about a month and a half
before we know it.
Practice starts, so it's moving quick.
Yes,
like
it is.
You said before.
Flag on the play, I believe a false start here. Yeah, this is going to move Sidney back the other way, in the wrong direction here. With 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, it is Norwich 48 and Sidney 13. Clock's going to start to run here. Going to be a second down and about 6 to go here for the Sidney Warriors. Again, a bunch of games tomorrow. We didn't end up talking about those at the half. But BG's in action tomorrow. Harpersville, Afton, Deposit Hancock, all of our other local teams will be playing tomorrow.
Yeah, Delhi, Tioga.
That's a big game.
Big game in Class D to see who's kind of on top there. Between those guys and Harpersville, Afton, Newark Valley. Look like to be the top four right now in the Class D. So we'll see how that shakes out.
Third down coming up here for the Sidney Warriors. They ran to the left side there and couldn't quite turn the corner. I'll be interested. You know, that Delhi team last year, firm believer that could have been their year. They were excellent. This Delhi team this year, very good, but to see how they're going to do against Tioga tomorrow, I'll be very, very interested. Having it at DA is a big one for them tomorrow. And a tackle here by Norwich on defense is going to bring up fourth down, as that play really never materialized for Sidney. It was Lucas DeMott, I believe, running to the outside. He's a little slow to get up here. No, Aiden Hawkins, for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, maybe landed on the ball. Hopefully just got the wind knocked out of him there.
So we're going to take an injury timeout here. We'll hope that Aiden Hawkins is okay on the play. It'll be a fourth down and about nine to go coming up here for Sydney when we come back. 2:48 to go, third quarter. Norwich leads Sydney 48-13, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Your home is one of your greatest assets. Unlock its value with a home equity line of credit from SFCU. You can use the equity in your home for repairs, upgrades, vacations, unexpected expenses, or pretty much anything you need. Home equity lines of credit start at 3.25% APR for well-qualified members. See our website for full details. A home equity line of credit from SFCU. Unlock the value in your home today. Visit sfcuonline.org for more information. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. The injury is over, and they were able to quickly get back out onto the field. And Fogarty, Alec Fogarty, just kicked. How far do you think that was?
About a 30, 31 yarder.
Yeah, I would say about a 30-yard field goal there for Fogarty. Well done. And so we missed. That's the second time this year, folks. I did it to you. I missed a big play. The injury, he was right on the sideline, so he pretty much was able to get up, get off. They kicked that field goal right away. So that makes our score now Norwich 48 and Sydney 16. So 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here. Nate Lull alongside Unitigo Athletic Director Matt Halfley. And Matt, you're getting a lot of hellos on my text messages here. We had Cooperstown girls coach Mike Niles saying hi. So,
hello, Coach Niles. How you doing? Enjoying the night, I'm sure.
And so Sydney will be kicking off. That's the second time I've done it this year. I was trying to get cute with a break during the Walton and Delhi game. And it was Walton. They went to punt, and I thought I could sneak an extra commercial in. And the punt went over the punter's head. He chased it back, picked it up, and chucked it about 60 yards for a great first down. And I was like, we missed it. That figures. So you can blame me, folks, as Sydney is going to try the onside kick here. They roll it forward. It's going to be pretty close. Fogarty tried to.
They got it.
Yeah, they got it.
Fogarty got it back.
Fogarty kicked it to himself. That had to be right on the fringe of going 10 yards.
Yeah.
But
Coach Matthews always has a guy that can do that play there, and you have to know it's coming at some point.
2:35 to go here in this third quarter. Norwich 48, Sydney 16. And this is what we're talking about with the Warriors. Just, I mean, they came off of there just hooting and hollering, and they were pumped up.
Yep. Yeah, no quit. Coach Matthews does a really good job here, and the kids always play hard for him, no matter what the score or the outcome of the game. You know, they're going to give you a solid game the whole time. They're not going to stop.
So Fogarty with the 30-yard field goal, then he does it again with his foot, recovering an onside kick. I mean, he basically just kicked it right up the middle and was able to beat everybody to it. Here's Baker with his arm trying to throw and find his intended receiver. That's DeMott, and it's incomplete. So Sydney with the ball here again, trying to make something happen. Late here in the third quarter, trailing Norwich at home 48-16. And so again, the schedule has not been very nice to Sydney to start the season for a young team that's trying to find their way. Opening up the season with Tioga, on the road at Harpersville Afton, home against Delhi, home against Norwich, not an easy schedule.
No, I think all four of those teams are state ranked right now too, so that's just a brutal opening there, and good to see the Warriors are still out there playing hard and competing the whole time.
Baker throws to the outside. Intended receiver was Fogarty. It was tipped at the last second there by Trent Wessels, who's done a good job all night in coverage for the Purple Tornado. Incomplete. Third down and 10 coming up here for Sydney. Ball is right on the Sydney S logo at midfield. They're into Norwich territory. It's right about where they recovered the onside kick here. And so Baker will still be in at quarterback. Alec Fogarty is lined up to the right at his wide receiver spot. Wessels is right there in coverage. It's a good matchup here on the outside. Baker to the outside. Wants to throw. He's going for Fogarty here. Almost intercepted. And pretty much Fogarty turned into a defensive player at that on that play.
Yeah, he did. He did a good job of not letting number 40 there from Norwich get the interception.
And so a fourth down coming here for Sydney. Right at midfield, and they're going to go for it. Pretty much no choice at this point. After recovering that onside kick, you want to try to make something of this. And so we'll see what happens with a fourth down coming. So Fogarty's going to stay split out to the right as Sydney goes left to right here. And good to see number 24 here for Sydney coming back into the game, who was injured. That's Aiden Hawkins. I think he just got the wind knocked out of him a couple of plays ago there. And so here is Devin Baker at the QB position. And Sydney's going to take a timeout. Coach Matthews wants to talk things over. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back once again. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm joined by Unitigo Athletic Director Matt Halfley. Glad to have Matt along here tonight, subbing in for Tim Cutting, who will be back in future weeks. We will not have, I'll just say this now, we will not have a football game next Friday on the radio. I will be out of town. After that, every Friday and probably most Saturdays, we will be having football for the rest of the season. So, again, no football next Friday. Sorry to disappoint everybody. But you mentioned earlier Mike Hamilton. Is he running the pit run? Is he all ready to go this weekend?
Yeah, he's running it.
Oh, good.
Yep.
There's going to be some good...
Did he win the last one that they had in person?
Yes, he won in 2019, which is very rare for a local to win that race. So we were all very proud of him. Here's an interception for Norwich. Baker threw to the outside. He got clocked. Wessels with the INT, and he's going to run it back 60 yards for a touchdown. I don't see any laundry on the field. And so Norwich, the defense, gets it done.
Yeah, Wessels has been there all night, just kind of waiting for that interception, and he got that one with nobody between him and the end zone, and nobody's going to catch him.
And Baker, boy, he got laid out there.
He did take a big hit right on the throwing arm. You hope he's all right after that.
Yeah, that's tough, as now Norwich leads 54-16 as we come upon 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And it'll be Torin Lawrence doing the kicking duties here for the Norwich Purple Tornado. After that return from Trent Wessels, and boy, Sydney got through. Looked like they were going to have a chance to block that. But Torin Lawrence puts it up and through. And so Norwich leads 55-16 with 2:08 to go here in the third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy. 563-9299.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
Just over 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It is Norwich 55 and Sydney 16 under the lights tonight here in Norwich, in Sydney. Norwich visiting here for this non-division matchup at Alumni Field. And so Norwich will be doing the kickoff duties. Our last touchdown scored by Norwich was Trent Wessels, an interception for 60 yards, returned it to the house. And then the extra point by Torin Lawrence gives Norwich a 55-16 lead with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. On the kickoff here, ball rolls out of bounds at about the 23-yard line. So Sydney will be taking over here late in this third quarter. Stay tuned for our postgame show coming up after the fourth quarter. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. So it'll be another busy Friday night here. And lots of scores to catch up on when we get out of here for soccer and golf and volleyball. Matt Golf right now is really tight in the standings. Sydney is in first place, but a lot of teams fighting for that 2-3-4 spot. Green, Oxford, Deposit Hancock, a lot of good golfers in the MAC this year. It's a lot of fun to watch. So we have 2 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Waiting for the snap here for the Sydney Warriors. And this is going to be Fogarty back at QB. A handoff on the play. They'll look to run it up the middle to about the 39-yard line. Aiden Hawkins, the ball carrier there for the Sydney Warriors. Clock moving down to about a minute 50 to go here in the third. Sydney gets the play from the sideline once again. And we'll see if this Warriors offense can continue to operate at a high clip here. They've been doing a good job in the second half. And again, they will hand it off, a run up the middle. About a yard short of the first down here for the Sydney Warriors. I believe that was Brock Harvey again. Third down and one to go for Sydney.
Third down.
About a minute 20 to go here. Third quarter, in case you're just joining us, Norwich has been in control pretty much since the opening kickoff. They lead 55-16 over Norwich here tonight, over Sydney. And so this will be Sydney with the ball right near midfield going left to right. Third down and about one to go. And a handoff for Sydney. They'll get the first down across midfield and the Sydney S. And that was Garrett Oliver on the carry for the Warriors.
Late flag coming in there. I don't know what this is.
And we'll see what the officiating crew says here. Going against Sydney, it looks like.
Yeah, unsportsmanlike conduct.
Wow. Didn't see anything there that stuck out, per se. Yeah, so they get a nice couple of runs there, and now going in the other direction here.
Yeah, tough. Still a first down, though. Something must have been said out there, Nate.
Yep. And so ball's going to be at the 35-yard line. They still get the first down here as we come up on 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Well, Tim and I have been joking since that BG Newark Valley game. We're happy when the officials are there.
Yeah,
did you hear about that whole story?
I did. Actually, I talked to Nick Mayo down at Bainbridge, and he said they had them on there. They were scheduled, and something happened, and they took them off. And poor Nick, first-year guy.
Yeah, right.
Having to scramble like that. Luckily, there were some guys on the sideline that night locally from the Oneonta chapter that were able to come and get them started. I think they were about an hour late, 50 minutes late,
about
something
an hour
like that.
Late. Yeah.
So
timeout here by Sydney, by the way. So, yeah, I couldn't believe that they got lucky enough that there was officials that weren't working that were available and close by.
Yeah, because that's a real concern right now is a number of officials that we have. Last year during the COVID year was especially hard for volleyball. That was the one we noticed it the most with was volleyball.
Is there just a low number of officials to begin with, and then they didn't want to be inside?
And there were some that didn't want to do it because of, COVID concerns
sure.
and stuff.
So, I don't blame them. Yeah.
Yep. So, this year, knock on wood, has been much better and on all boards, I think. So
I've been convinced since starting to cover volleyball at this job that that might be the best refereeing job available. No one ever gives those guys any grief.
Yeah, not very often do you see it.
They do their job, and anyone yells at them, they kind of look at them, and no one questions that.
Yeah, there was a coach probably 15 or 16 years ago at Unitigo that might once in a while had a couple issues, but I won't mention her name.
It's funny. I mean, I was at a volleyball game last night in Norwich, as here out of the timeout, Sydney on a first down, and boy, a big time hit there. We got a flag. That might be helmet to helmet there.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It's going to be a helmet to helmet there.
Wow, that was a big time hit from the Norwich secondary coming up. Everybody was fine, popped right up, but yeah, that looked like...
That's one of the scary ones
yep,
there.
Yep, helmet to helmet there.
Good job by the official to make the call there, too.
Yeah, so that yardage that Sydney lost on the unsportsmanlike is coming back here with 20 seconds to go, third quarter. I don't think it was necessarily intentional or anything, but
no,
just the way they came together
just,
there.
Yeah, it's a lot of times I don't know that it is intentional with the kids. It's just the way, you know, the bodies are positioned, I guess, if you will.
Yep.
That it just happens. You know, it is a collision sport, and things like that happen.
So this will be a first and 10 for Sydney with 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. I don't think they're going to get the playoff here. They might, if they're able to hurry it up, down to 3-2. They might just get it off in time. No, they do not. So we'll start the fourth quarter with Sydney right at midfield. Three quarters in the books here, and it's Norwich 55, Sydney 16. We'll be back with the fourth quarter and then the postgame show on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
Okay, start of the fourth quarter in Sydney with Norwich having a 55-16 lead over the Sydney Warriors here tonight. This non-division game, again, Norwich ahead 55-16. And it's Nate Law with you tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back downtown on our Main Street studios here in Sydney, and I'm joined by Unitigo Athletic Director Matt Halfley tonight helping out as Tim Cutting has the night off. Start of the fourth quarter here, and Sydney will have the ball. They switch ends of the field, so now they are going right to left here on a first and 10, and a handoff is going to be good for 10 yards. Not sure who has the ball across the 40.
I think that was Fogarty on the keep again.
Yep, there he is. Ball to the 35, and he moves it quick.
Yep. Followed his blocker on the play there and picked up about 12.
And so Sydney will have a first down at the 35-yard line here as they'll get the play from the sideline as Norwich looking to put another win in the win column here as they move forward having a heck of a season. If you're a Norwich fan, I think there's going to be some fun weeks ahead for Norwich football. Waiting for the snap. Here is Fogarty on a first and 10. Wants to throw. The defense is chasing him. He's able to escape to the Sydney sideline here before he is knocked out of bounds. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage on that one.
Yeah, not sure. Good job. Scramble. A lot of pressure up front from Norwich, and their big fellas down there still.
So clock is running. 10:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Norwich leading 55-16. And let's see where this ball is. Yeah, it's going to be second down at about 10. Ball on the 35-yard line. And, you know, this is the first week I've had to wear, haven't been able to wear shorts.
Yeah.
For the broadcast.
I suppose fall is here. We had the night game last night. Got a little chilly up in the booster roost at our place. But
good run here as Oliver will get the run for Sydney. good for about 6 or 7 yards. And, you know, whose idea was that? Basically, you played a soccer game last night, Unitego Franklin against Skenevis, under the lights on the football field. That's great for those small school kids that don't always get that experience.
Yeah, we try to get a, you know, when we had the boys program at our place, we would always try to get the boys and the girls one game under the lights. They always liked that. So, you know, we reached out to Darryl Beers over at Franklin and said, you know, let's do a game at night here under the lights. And
Fogarty with the fumble
we
here.
We picked that one against Skenevis, kind of a team not too far from us, mm-hmm. you know, right up 88. So they agreed to it, and it was a really nice night. Good crowd, good atmosphere. A lot of people came out, so it was fun.
Fogarty with the fumble. He was able to fall on that, chase it backwards, but a big loss, and this is going to be a fourth down and about 20 to go with 9:25 to go in this fourth quarter. Norwich 55, Sydney 16. Are the girls going to play under the lights at all?
They did last week, last Friday, actually. They played green under the
lights. That's right. And so this will be Sydney punting this one away. And Fogarty, I think that might have been partially blocked
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think number 7 there, Edwards, got a piece of that.
So Mason Edwards flying in, partially blocks the punt. And so Norwich will take over at about the 30-yard line here, maybe the 29-yard line, with just about 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Again, Norwich 55 and Sydney 16. And it'll be a busy next couple of weeks coming up. As we said, the soccer championships are October 16th, Soccer Saturday, I like to call it, at the old Hall of Fame fields. And Oneonta will have the MAC championships normally in the morning, and then Tri-Valley and Delaware League usually in the 1 to 3 neighborhood. I don't know if we have times quite yet on that. But
yeah, the MAC will still be in the morning, and yeah. Then the Delaware and Tri-Valley kind of alternate mm-hmm. times, so one of the girls and one of the boys play, and then the other two play at 3. So,
run to the left side for Norwich. Good for about 3 yards here. And Norwich going left to right out to about the 34-yard line. Yeah, I think there's going to be some great soccer. I think Tri-Valley Girls, as we talked about before, is really, really good right now with Skenevis and Franklin and Milford all very good. The Delaware League has Roxbury Girls who are playing very well. There's a bunch of teams like Margaretville and Davenport that are trying to fight their way in the Delaware League. And Unitego Girls should be very good in the MAC if they can get there. I think they've probably already clinched if I look hard enough at the
standings. I'm not sure if we've clinched. We still have to play Delhi next week. I think we're a couple games ahead of them, but I don't know how much they have left. We have three or four league games. So.
Third down coming here for Norwich. They ran up the middle, but that Sydney defense was there to make a tackle. That was Harrington on the stop. I know Delhi girls picked up a game tonight at Oneonta against Jerry Mackey and the Jackets there under the lights at OHS.
Yeah, Jerry kind of sent out a SOS email yesterday at about 4 o'clock looking for anybody that had an available game, and Delhi did with the recent Afton-Harpersville team dropping out, so Delhi was able to pick that up for them.
And so here is a run on third down and short. They're not going to get it. Norwich running up the middle.
Yeah, new ball carrier there for Norwich, number 40.
Yeah, Nathan Murphy.
Yep.
So a couple of new faces getting some time here. Oh, I think they gave it to him.
Yeah, they did. They did give him the first down, so generous spot.
Clock moving down to 7 minutes to go here, fourth quarter, Norwich 55, Sydney 16. Yeah, I think that spot was generous as well. Sorry to the Norwich fans, but
good tough run by Murphy.
Yeah, it was a good run. Definitely a good run. Norwich looks like they have good numbers over there in terms of, you know, having some extras this year.
Yep. Looks strong.
Run to the outside, and the Sydney defense, there's Harrington right there breaking through to make a tackle in the backfield. Well done. And so this will bring up a second down and long, probably about a second and 15. Norwich 55, Sydney 16 is our score with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. And this has been Norwich's night. I mean, they scored right away, and then Sydney had two turnovers right in that first quarter. Really kind of spotted Norwich a 20-0 lead, and that was too big of a hole.
Yep, too big of a hole to come back from against a team with this kind of firepower.
And so here is a second down and long. Torin Lawrence is going to hand off, run to the outside. Again, another new ball carrier. Nowhere to go. Sydney defense has found some teeth there against some of the reserves here for Norwich. And so another carry looked like on the outside for Nathan Murphy. So a third down and about 14 to go here. Coming up on 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Norwich leading 55-16. So, yeah, I'll be interested to see how that Delhi and Oneonta girls game goes tonight. A couple other good games. As we mentioned earlier, Skenevis girls held off Franklin 7-4. That's a possibility, perhaps, for a future look at the Tri-Valley League Championship. Here's Murphy hurdling a tackler.
Hurdling and nice run by Murphy, but...
He's brought down shortly after.
Yeah.
A junior, 5'10", 168 pounds for Murphy, getting some time here late in this fourth quarter.
Yeah,
Norwich leading 55-16.
Nice to see some of the other guys from Norwich getting some time here.
I had to laugh last week. It was Delhi and Sydney, and we were setting up for the game, and here comes the parade of coaches with their cameras, down the track here to get the film, and not so much a guy in the stands with a clipboard anymore. I mean,
no.
This technology, I just was looking down at some of the end zone cameras here, and all the coaches were, Israel Lormer was down there for BG, and Harper's Lafton was here as well with a couple of their guys. It was fun to watch. And so Sydney's going to field a punt here from Norwich, and nowhere to go. They're tripped up at the 20-yard line. And so Sydney's going to have the ball with 4:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Norwich 55, Sydney 16.
Yeah, dangerous play there by Hinges fielding that punt off a bounce, but able to hold on to it and get Sydney the ball back.
This might be our last look at the night here for the Sydney offense. And we'll see what happens here on this drive, see if they can put up any more points. The Sydney points that they have put up tonight, Hinges caught that 45-yard touchdown pass from Fogarty. Fogarty with a 70-yard touchdown run, and then Fogarty about a 30-yard field goal as well. So Fogarty has put his stamp on this game for Sydney, that's for sure.
Yeah, Fogarty, impressive player out there for Sydney, and he is a senior.
Yeah, bright future ahead. Should be a good basketball season for sure. And now Sydney's going to take a timeout with 4:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Norwich 55, Sydney 16. We'll be back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lull and Eugene Eagle Athletic Director Matt Halfley with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web streams courtesy of SFCU. And also 92.3, our new signal over in Norwich. Put that up this summer. So glad to have some of our Norwich listeners along as well. So a run for Sydney. Nowhere to go. Going to be about a second down and nine to go. Maybe they got a little more than I thought. Eight to go here. 3:55 left here with the clock ticking down. And the faithful fans sticking it out here on a chilly night at Alumni Field. Our first real taste of fall for these football games. Every week from here, it'll get colder and colder. So
that's for sure.
I'll be bringing the heater out soon. So as they pass complete to the outside for Sydney, good for about 3 yards there. Yeah, I got to the point the last couple of years where we'll bring the portable, Tim and I will bring the portable heater. We'll plug it in and at least try to keep our feet toasty while we're doing this.
Yeah, sure. It's a good idea. It's especially if you get someplace like ours with the open windows.
Yeah,
You know, it's tough.
You know, your press box, when the weather's nice, is great. You get a breeze in there and everything, but the colder it gets, the harder it gets, too, up there. So a run up the middle here for Sydney on a third down there for Garrett Oliver. Going to bring up a fourth down and about two to go here for Sydney with 2:50 left. Our score is Norwich 55 and Sydney 16.
Looks like they're going to punt it here.
Yeah, so Fogarty will be doing the punting duties as Norwich just looking to get out of town here, put the icing on the cake here for this victory tonight on the road against Sydney, and move on to next week, as it will not, you know, the schedule the rest of the way for Norwich will not be easy, and, you know, Forks coming up for them as well.
Yeah, when is that game, do you know?
I'll have to look it up here as this punt is fielded at about the 45-yard line. Yeah, I got to see exactly when that game is. That'll be must-see TV for sure.
Yeah, that should be an exciting game.
So let's see here if we can pull the schedule up. So we're in week four right now. So week five, Norwich has Oneata next week on the road for week five. Week six, Norwich has Shenango Valley on the road. Week 7, Norwich is home against Shenango Forest. So that is the weekend of the 22nd, 23rd. So still a couple weeks away. That'll be a chilly one over in Norwich on a Friday. So that'll be the 22nd. So, as you said, though, Oneata's been playing better. I mean, there are just no gimmies in their division.
No. Like I say, it's all about who's there and COVID and injuries and, you know,
2:09 to go here. A flag against Norwich is going to back them up. So definitely some guys on both sides in new positions here. So definitely seeing some new numbers out there.
Yep.
Everybody just getting a little chance to play here in the last little bit here. A couple of new running backs in the backfield here as Torin Lawrence is going to hand it off. And the Sydney defense closing down. That's Gage Titsworth on the carry. And the Warriors come through. They still got that energy, though. I got to give it to these guys. Hinges is there to help lead the charge as well with 1:45 to go. And so this ball will be at about the 41-yard line. I know Sydney has some very winnable games coming up. I think when they play BG and some of those, Walton, I think those are going to be some really good battles for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, those should be very competitive games for both teams.
I know Sydney goes to BG for their homecoming in a couple of weeks. That'll be fun. Good rivalry. Good to see Sydney playing the local teams again, because there was a couple of years where they were playing Forks and Valley all the time. And
yeah,
you know, you didn't see the Sydney Unitigo, the Sydney BG.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, Sydney was they've been on the border of a Class C or a Class D, so depending on what class they were in, they may not have got some of their natural rivalry games in there, and that's kind of what it's all about here in high school football.
Yeah, I was, you know, a couple of years ago when they came back to D, I just thought that was perfect. You know, it's a different world now with 8-man and everything, and we'll see what the future holds, but it's good to have the local teams playing each other as much as they can. So
yeah, and with 13 teams in Section 4 playing 8-man football, it's
that's wild.
It's now the biggest classification in the section. So
pretty wild to think about.
Yep.
Last play of the game probably here is Torin Lawrence hands off, and Norwich will run up the middle for about a 3-yard gain here. And so it's going to bring up fourth down, and that's going to do it for this contest here tonight. Norwich will win 55-16 on the road. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly,
We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time inside the press box here in Sydney. Our final score tonight, Norwich 55, Sydney 16. It's Nate Law and Unitigo Athletic Director Matt Halfley here tonight. And let's just quickly run through all the guys who scored for Norwich tonight. It was pretty incredible. Silstra started off the scoring with a one-yard touchdown run early in the ball game. He was able to score there. Brady Smith with a quick run. Mason Edwards, that made it 20-0. Malachi Gators with a one-yard touchdown run, made it 27-0. Sydney answered back with that 45-yard touchdown catch from Casey Hinges to make it 27-7. Holden Ryan with the 10-yard TD run made it 34-7. Fogarty then had that 70-yard TD run for Sydney, made it 34-13. Silstra answered back with another run, making it 41-13 at the half. Third quarter, 15-yard TD run for Torin Lawrence, made it 48-13. Fogarty hit that field goal, about a 30-yarder, to make it 48-16. And then the INT, a pick six for Wessels for Norwich, making it 55-16. So let's jump into our three awards here to wrap things up for tonight. Of course, our awards are brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. First up, it's the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, NBT Bank has been top-rated by Forbes 3 years in a row and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. We have decided we're going to go with Evan Silstra from Norwich. He was fantastic tonight.
Yeah, he was the guy from the get-go, you know, that they were going to lean on to get all their yards, and was the go-to guy, and very impressive.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. We are going to go with Trent Wessels from Norwich. He was all over the field tonight, big hits. He seemed to be in every play, and he had the 60-yard pick six for a touchdown for Norwich as well.
Yeah, Wessels, they threw at him a bunch. He was on Fogarty when he was out wide, or Hinges when Fogarty was playing quarterback, and did a very good job out there on the edge covering those Sydney receivers.
Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner, and I think it would be very easy tonight, and we will give this to Alec Fogarty. The field goal, the touchdown run, the work at QB, did a little bit of everything. Fogarty, I think, an easy choice for us from Sydney for the all-purpose.
Yeah, I mean, he scored in three different ways tonight. Had a hand in every point that Sydney scored. Also played defense the whole time, made a bunch of tackles. Very impressive player. Does a nice job out there for Coach Matthews and the Warriors.
That's going to wrap up the broadcast tonight. Again, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer down in our Sydney Main Street studio. Again, our final score tonight is 55-16. Norwich defeats Sydney. I will not have a game next Friday night. We'll have 1 week off, and then we'll be back at it for the rest of the football season. And make sure you check out WCDOsports.com, NateLull.com. We have scores and standings. As I said, it's going to be an exciting couple of weeks for cross country and field hockey and soccer and volleyball and golf and, of course, football. So you can follow that all WCDOsports.com and NateLull.com. So, Matt, thanks for coming tonight. This was great.
Yeah, Nate, thanks for offering it up, and it was fun. Cutter doesn't have much to worry about. I'm not him out here. So, but it was fun, and I had a pleasure. And if Cutter has another anniversary sometime, I'd love to fill in with you again.
Yeah, we'll do it again, and a big thank you. And we'll be back in future weeks. Keep an eye out for our schedule on WCDOsports.com. Stay safe, everybody. Again, our final score: Norwich 55, Sydney 16. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.